Hi, I'm Brother Hammett. It's a joy to have you in worship today. If you're worshiping at home, I invite you to prepare yourself and your surroundings. Get comfortable, maybe light a candle or two. We usually celebrate communion on the first Sunday of the month, and you're always welcome to join us for that. Just have a little bread and grape juice or wine for everyone. Please let us know that you're here by scanning the QR code with the camera on your phone or smart device, or simply post a comment in the chat. I pray God blesses you through this service. We'll begin in just a moment. Christ is risen. Oh, y'all can do better than that. I caught you off guard. Christ is risen. Good morning. Welcome to Asbury United Methodist Church. I'm Hammett Evans. I'm the senior pastor here, and I'm so glad to see you today. Welcome to those of you who are worshiping with us online as well, whether you're doing that live or later on in the week. If you're here in the sanctuary, I encourage you to sign in using the Connect tab on your bulletin. There's a little flip-out page that'll pop out the side. Please let us know that you're here. There's some other options about if you'd like to become a part of our church family or if you'd like to share a prayer concern. Those options are also available by scanning the QR code that's on the back of your bulletin. That same QR code is available for those of you who are worshiping online. You can scan it, you can sign in, you can give, you can also find out about upcoming events in the life of our church family. Today's message is, today is Senior Sunday, and we want to celebrate all of the accomplishments of our graduating seniors. They are here in this service, and Brother Nick's message is going to address them. And Brother Nick, it's This Dumb Ride is the name of the sermon title? Is it? This Dumb Ride. So I'm really excited about what Brother Nick is going to share with us and with our graduating seniors in just a few moments. We will celebrate the Sacrament of Holy Communion at the end of the service today, and I want you to know if you're a guest here in the room, you are more than welcome to join us. In the United Methodist Church, we believe that this is not our table, it's the Lord's table, and all of God's children are welcome to come and freely receive. You're also welcome to join us if you're worshiping online. Just have some grape juice or wine, if that's what you have, and bread for later on in the service. There are, we do have gluten-free here in the sanctuary as well, and if you'd like that, then please let one of the ushers know when you come. Let's stand now and share the, oh wait, there's one more thing. We do have a special offering plate here. let's just do calisthenics for a few minutes. The special offering plate in the center aisle is here for our community ministries offering, and when you come for to celebrate communion, you can leave a special offering to go to help people in need in our community. And now let's stand and share the peace of Jesus Christ. Please stand for our call to worship as printed in your bulletin. Come, share the joy of the Lord. Delight in God's goodness. Praise God who gives each person a special gift to be nurtured and shared. Lord, we thank you for these gifts. Come, let us worship God who entrusts us with so much. Lord, make us worthy of your love and trust in us. Amen. Now please remain standing for my favorite hymn, number 529, How Firm a Foundation. Remain standing for our invocation as printed in the bulletin. Almighty God, through your only Son, you overcame death and opened to us the gate of everlasting life. Grant that we who celebrate our Lord's resurrection by the renewing of your Spirit arise from the death of sin to the life of righteousness through the same Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please be seated. As our ushers come forward, I remind us that all that we have and all that we are is a gift of God's gracious, abundant, and merciful love for us. And because God has been so generous with us, we are generous with God's family, the church. And so I invite you to give and give generously. Just a quick reminder, you may give to our regular offering, and then the community ministries offering is available as well. You may also choose that if you give online. You can choose which ones of those you would like to give to. Let us pray. God, we do thank you for your grace, and we thank you for the ways that you work in our lives from the beginning all the way to the end and beyond. And we pray, giving you thanks for all of your blessings. And we pray now that you will bless these gifts which we return to you out of our love for you and the hope that you will use them to build your kingdom right here in Little Rock and far beyond. We pray this in Jesus' name. And the people of God said, Amen.
Thank you.
Our scripture lesson today comes from the book of Philippians, Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 1, and verses 3 through 11. Paul writes, "I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. It is right for me to feel this way about all of you, since I have you in my heart, and whether I am in chains or defending and confirming the gospel, all of you share in God's grace with me. God can testify how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best, and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Amen. Good morning. Welcome to Asbury on this beautiful day. It is Senior Sunday, so it's a wonderful opportunity for us to recognize our five graduating seniors, four of which are here with us today. Sean Burks is here, Hope Cogbill, Ryan O'Banion, and Jeshwin Mahill. Jackie South is out of town. He's in Washington, D.C. with his family for a trip for Claire for school. And so I thank you all for being here. I'm reminded of what Paul said in this letter to the church in Philippians when I look at all of you and think about you, when he said, our partnership in the gospel. Today we are celebrating your accomplishments as you graduate high school, but we celebrate you today because you are partners with us in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Please pray with me. Gracious, loving God, I thank you so much for this day. I thank you for this opportunity to gather and above all else, worship and glorify you. God, today we have the blessed opportunity of celebrating five of our members. And as a community of faith who is completely together and loves one another, we relish that opportunity. And so, God, we ask today that during this message you are with us in a powerful way. Transform us into the image of Christ you desire us to be. And we ask all this in his beautiful name. Amen. It was about 13 years ago, the Cogbills were on their way to church, as they always do, because they are faithful attenders here at Asbury. And out of nowhere, this little voice from the back asks a very, very important question. A five-year-old Hope Cogbill asked, "What am I supposed to do on this dumb ride?" Now, that's a great question. As someone who has a little red-haired girl myself, I know that they do not have a filter. It's not surprising to me when I heard that story. But Hope did ask two great questions and did two things really for me. First of all, she gave me an outstanding sermon title that was 13 years in the making, and I'd like to believe that maybe in the annals of Asbury, the word dumb has never appeared in a sermon title, and it may never appear again. So Hope, I thank you for that. But she also asked a great theological question. We are God's children. We are followers of Jesus Christ, a resurrected Lord. We live in the hope of his return, to create a new heaven and a new earth. And while we are waiting, we find ourselves on this dumb ride that we call life. It is a ride that is full of joy, of happiness, of accomplishment, of growth, of relationships, of love. It is also a ride of sorrow and of anger and of frustration and of sadness and of tragedy. We live with our feet in two places. One side on the heavenly promise of God through Christ, and on the other side, a broken and fallen world that are full of people who do bad things. And so this ride, this dumb ride, is difficult. And it would be a whole lot easier if we just accepted Christ, accepted him as our Savior, and our life became easier. But that's never the case. We keep ourselves in the midst of the broken. We keep ourselves in the midst of those who feel hopeless, who feel lost, because we have a message of hope. A message of hope that is greater than any message the world has ever known. And life being harsh for us is not anything new. If you pay attention to the scriptures, if you read God's word, you hear stories all the time of life not turning out the way people thought they would. I think of Joseph being sold into slavery in Egypt. I imagine in that moment he wasn't too happy with how his life was turning out. I think about the stoning of Stephen, the first Christian martyr, as the rocks rained down on him. I wonder if when he awoke in his heavenly glory, if he then got to see the big picture of what happened to him. And of course, we know Paul's story, and I'll get to that in a minute. But really what life is about, and this is more for our seniors, I'll give you a metaphor. I have taken Ryan O'Banion on two mission trips with YouthWorks. And I have this wonderful picture that I'll show in the launch. We don't have the ability to do it in here, but it's a picture of Ryan holding a chicken. And I have no idea where he got this chicken. I have no idea how he found it or how he chased it down. But if you know Ryan, if there is some type of wild creature within distance, he will chase after it. And he will catch it and he will hold it. And most of the time as an adult who's supposed to be looking after him, I think to myself, should he really be holding that? But then I remember that Ryan's an Eagle Scout and he probably knows far better than I do what kind of animals you should pick up and shouldn't. And it's a great metaphor for life because we spend so much of it chasing chickens. We spend so much of our time going after the things that we want, the things we feel we deserve, and the things we feel that we're entitled to. And so much of our frustration and anger in life comes from not getting what we want. And I wonder sometimes if in those moments, and this is going to happen to all of you, here in a little bit, we'll call you up and we're going to read or talk to the congregation about your future plans. You have a moment today where you know where you're going to go. But I promise you, what you don't know is what God has in store for you. And I can speak from experience. When I was 17 years old, the words Little Rock, Arkansas, pulpit, and youth ministry had never crossed my mind. Those didn't cross my mind at 35. And so we end up on this trajectory in life where we are chasing the things we think that we want. And sometimes we grab them, and sometimes they're good, and sometimes they help us grow in love and help us to develop into the person God desires us to be. And then sometimes we're chasing the wrong ones. And God's going to move us in a way that at times is going to seem frustrating. At times it's going to be what we don't want. At times it's going to be frustrating, and it's going to cause anger. But the reality is that we can't see the future. of what God has in store for us. And I want you just to remember something, that the chickens that God gives you, Ryan, I'm so thankful for this metaphor. I didn't think I was going to be talking about chickens this morning. The chickens that God lets you catch are the right ones. I promise you that. It may not be the one you want. You may, one of you at least, is going to change your major two or three times while you're in school. One of you is going to graduate with an undergraduate degree and then do nothing in that field. But if you trust your life with God, then the chickens you catch will always be good. And so the question is, what are we supposed to do? And what is God's desire for us on this dumb ride? Well, we can learn so much from Paul about that. And I think this is a good lesson for us today and for our church today. Paul wrote this letter to the Philippian church while he was in prison, awaiting execution. There were many reasons for Paul to be upset, to be mad. He could have certainly wrote this letter and made it all about him. But I'm always struck by how Paul opens this letter. Despite his circumstances, despite his anger, despite his frustration that he must have been feeling, Paul opens with an attitude of gratitude. Gratitude for God and for the church in Philippi. When the first move in your life is always to give God gratitude, no matter what circumstance you find yourself in, you find that your heart is able to stay aligned in the right way. When you let your circumstances dictate how you feel about God or how you feel about your Christian brothers and sisters, that's when your heart is misaligned. It gives you a good grounding regardless of your circumstances. And one of the things that's important to remember is that life does come full circle for all of us. Paul doesn't hesitate to let the Philippian church know what he's upset about. The Philippian church is just like Asbury or any other church in this country. It's a hospital for broken people. And so they certainly had their problems. But he said that God will meet all of your needs in accordance with the riches of his glory in Christ. No matter what you're going through, when you stay aligned with me, when you keep your faith in Christ, your needs will be met in accordance with my desire for you. 2 years ago, we took a group. This was the first big trip we took. We went to Springdale, North Carolina. And we had a great group that signed up, and it was a good-sized group. And the boys that went Sean and Ryan are the two of the boys that went. And they were the youngest that went, but for one other kid that had to go as a 12-year-old. And, of course, that was a pastor's kid. That was Tristan. And he was excited about it, but I think he was also nervous. And I just want to say that these boys sitting here today showed him a love of Christ like you wouldn't believe. Matt Harwood knows he was there with me. And they made a 12-year-old boy just feel welcome far away from home. And so I want to thank you boys for that. They get what it means to have a heart of Christ, to put it Christ first in all that we do. And so I want to give you all that are graduating today just three simple pieces of advice. And you can take it or you can leave it. But it's years of learning and it's things we can learn from Paul. The first is that we are called to love God with our whole hearts and to share a deep love for one another in our community. And community is going to look very different for you guys in the coming months. You're all moving out of the home, as far as I know, or you're at least going off to school. And so your social circles are going to change. You may find yourself in a different church if you go, and I pray that you do, because statistics tell me that many of you won't during college, but we hope that you do, and we'll be praying for you. But as you move into those circles, I want you to remember two things. I want you to remember that all that God has done in your life up to this point. And it's going to make you have to sit down for a minute and really think through it. But if you just look at your life based on your activities, you'll miss it. But if you look at where God has brought you up to this point, then you'll see the big picture. You'll see the blessings. And I want you to remember all the ways in which the people in this church have poured into you. I think about you in the little kids' class sitting up here for the children's message and in Bible class. I think about you being in Greg's third grade Bible study. I want you to remember your confirmation mentors, and I want you to remember all those trips that we took together during youth, where we went out and we were the hands and feet of Christ. I want you to remember, as you move away from here, all the people who have loved you and all the people who have cheered for you along the way. And I want you to know that that is going to continue. We will never stop praying for you. We will never stop loving you. And we will never stop being here for you. The second is what Paul says at the end of this letter, which is that your love and knowledge in Christ may grow and that you may walk with him confidently. When you find yourself in your dorm rooms and you find yourself with all of these things going on at school, remember to take time and just be. It's very, very hard to do nowadays. It's going to require you shutting that dorm room door, putting your phone away, and just taking a moment to listen for God's voice. And if you listen, God will speak, but we have to be willing to do it. Never underestimate the power of growth through prayer and through sitting in silence. And then the last is, know that placing your trust in God is stronger than placing trust in any other relationship you have in this world combined. Relationships come and go, relationships change. Your friend circles are going to move. You may have boyfriends and girlfriends, and there'll be breakups and heartbreak and sadness. But that relationship with God is unshaking, it is unending, and it is love that outpours in a way that you can never imagine. So today, I say to you all, we love you. We are thankful for each and every one of you. We will always pray for you. We will always remember you. And just know that when Christ is at the center of your heart, no matter how you feel, no matter how angry you are, no matter how alone you feel, no matter how rejected you feel, even if life is not working out the way you thought and things just don't seem fair, remember Paul. Gratitude first, gratitude always. Let us pray. Gracious, loving God, I thank you so much for today. I thank you for this church and for its members. I thank you for these five seniors. And we thank you for getting to play just a small part in their lives. God, we know and trust that you are working mighty acts in and through us all. We know that you are ever present here today as much as you ever were. And so we thank you. We thank you for all that you have shown us. And we thank you for all the things we are too blind to see, but you have in store. And God, we ask today for your love and your peace be poured out on us all. And we ask this in your Son's beautiful name. Amen.
As we transition into a time of Holy Communion, I do want to remind you that in the United Methodist Church, we believe that this is the Lord's table. It's not our table. And so if you're our guest today, if you're not a member of a United Methodist Church, if you're not a member of any church, you are still welcome at the Lord's table. And I invite all of you to come. We do have gluten-free. Do we have gluten-free? I don't see them. But maybe there's a ghost or something in the room that might run and get them while we're praying. But I know that happened before. But anyway, we will have gluten-free wafers as well in just a moment if you need those. At this time, if you're worshiping with us online, I encourage you to go ahead and gather your elements as well at home. We'll begin now with our invitation. If you turn to page 7 in your hymnal and have, I don't have that number, 2257 in the Faith We Sing on hand, that will have our sung responses. So page 7 in the hymnal and page 2257 in the Faith We Sing.
Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors. And we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Glory to God. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. It is right and a good and a joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to evil, sin, and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit.
On the night in which he gave himself up for us, Jesus took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, and shared it with his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me."
And when the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, drink. This is my blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us, as we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and the blood of Christ, that we might be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood.
Gracious, loving God, we lift up all who are ill or in special need of your grace. We pray especially for those who have been impacted by the storms and continue to rebuild and recover. We pray for Clifford Smith and for Val Carr, for Gene Hammett and Mark Schimmer, for Edith Roberts, Hugh Roberts, David Mackey, Gail Pulley, Arlen Thomas, Deborah Gangliff, Bob and Janie Clements, Marlene Eidecker, Linda Staten, Richard Blush. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Now now with the confidence of the children of God, let us pray together the Lord's Prayer, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Because there is one loaf, we, though we are many, are one body. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ.
The cup over which we give thanks is a sharing in the blood of Christ.
I'd like to invite those who will assist to come forward now to receive the sacrament. Also, if you're worshiping online, you're more than welcome to go ahead and receive your elements at this time. We do have gluten-free, and if you would prefer a self-service pack, we have those available as well. Let us pray. Eternal God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself to us. Grant that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves for others. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the people of God said, Amen.
At this time, friends, I'd like to take a moment and let us recognize our graduating seniors for this coming year. And so I'd like to invite them to come up and join me up here. If y'all want to come on up, we have four of the five here. I'm going to get this table out of the way so everybody can get a good look at you. Thank you, Hope, for not letting me be the shortest one up here. Friends, we have five graduating seniors this year. It's been an honor and a blessing to walk with them. I know for me, for the last 4 years, and for many of you, a lot longer. And so I just wanted to take a moment. I know you know who they are, but I'm going to introduce them to you anyway, and then we'll take a moment, we'll recognize them. So down at the end here, we have Sean Burks, and Sean is graduating from Central High School. And he's going to head to the University of Arkansas at Little Rock to study commercial real estate business. Sean played football at Central High. He was such a critical and integral part of our youth group, especially when we first came back from COVID. The heart that Sean had for a lot of these young guys that are coming in, I'm looking at you Harwood twins over there, and just really nurtured them along. I can't put it into words how incredible of a job he did. And so I thank you for all of that. Next, we have Jeshua Mahill. Jeshua is heading to the University of Dallas, or University of Texas at Dallas, right? And you're going to study computers. And so Jeshua, of course, his confirmation mentor, I'm looking for Rick Shelton. I don't know, is he in here? Anyway, it was his confirmation mentor. Of course, Jeshua and the whole Mahill family have been such a wonderful part of our church. You are a three-time AP scholar. Am I right on that? Okay. That is not a distinction that I have at all. But I will tell you, excellent. And you graduated from Central High. And then next, we have Hope Cogbill. Hope around her house is called Chief of Staff. And so she keeps the trains running. And I can tell you, every youth group needs a mom, and that's Hope. And so I'm beyond thankful for her. She's very, where Ben's very, it's a good distinction. Hope is an incredibly accomplished dancer. Hope did a five-day-a-week internship her senior year at Arkansas Children's Hospital. Am I correct on that? And Hope is going to head to Hendricks, where that is a Cogbill tradition to head to Hendricks, and she's going to study health sciences. And then also we have Ryan O'Banion here, and Ryan is graduating from Pulaski Academy. Ryan was a baseball player, and we celebrated him just a few months ago when he earned his Eagle Scout, which is an incredible accomplishment. Ryan has been, like all of them, just such a critical part of this youth group the last 4 years that I've been with them and before then. I'm so thankful for the ways in which he's mentored the young men that we have coming up, and so I'm so thankful for him as well. He is heading to Harding University, and shockingly is going to study environmental science. And so I think the animals will be in good hands with Ryan. And then, of course, we have Jackie South, who is not with us today. He is traveling with his family in Washington, D.C. He is heading to UCA as well, and he is going, or heading to UCA. I shouldn't say as well. He's the only one going to UCA. But he is going to study computers as well. He is graduating from eSTEM, and his academic accomplishments, including receiving a governor's award, are way too long for me to list this morning. And so we are thankful for all five of them, and I hope that you can take a moment and recognize and celebrate them. We have gifts for you, not here, they're in the warehouse, but I'm going to ask that when Hammett and I process out, that you come out with us and just kind of form a little line out here and let everybody kind of shake your hand, give you a hug, and then we'll head to the warehouse for a breakfast. Does that sound good? All right. Thank you all so much. Go ahead and have a seat.
We are so grateful for the ways that God has worked in the lives of these young people. And if God has been working in your life and you want to become a part of the Asbury Church family, you're welcome to do that. As we stand and sing together our closing hymn, I'm going to sing When the Spirit Says Sing, number 333.
A blessing it has been to be with you today. Thank you for being with us. Just a couple of announcements before we head out. If you are visiting for the first time, first of all, welcome to Asbury, and we're thankful that you're here. We pray that the service has been a blessing for you, but we also have a gift. As you head out the door, there is a fresh loaf of baked bread for you, and that's our gift and our gratitude to you for being here today. We have a worship meeting, or a meeting anyway, a town hall, so to speak, at 12:15 today. That is going to be with the Staff Parish Relations Committee, the church staff, and the district superintendent. That'll go from 12:15 to 12:45, and we will talk about last week's announcement and then also give us a good understanding of how the appointment process works. And then tonight, come on back for some tacos and some trivia. This is a fundraiser to help our youth, so this is a critical thing. I joked last week in the launch that we've got the money to get them to Colorado, but I don't have the money to bring them home, so I'm going to need your help, or I'm just going to leave them. So come tonight. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fellowship, and it's going to be what this Asbury community is all about. And then lastly, Wednesday night at 7 p.m., there's going to be a concert here in the sanctuary to celebrate the 10th anniversary of the Arnolds, of Megan and James, and we'll have the Quapaw String Quartet here to do the concert. It should be a wonderful night. I think, is Tom Weir saying some words? Am I right on that? Tom, where are you hiding? Tom is going to say some words. And so it'll be a wonderful night to celebrate two wonderful people that we love very much. And so we hope that you can be here for that. And then last but certainly not least, Brother Hammett's back in the pulpit next week. Praise the Lord. And it is Mother's Day, and he is going to preach, continue his series Between the Ditches, and he's going to talk about marriage and family. And so we hope that you are back here for that. Please receive this blessing. Serve your God with patience and with passion. Be deliberate in living out your faith. Be steadfast in celebrating the Spirit that works within you, and may peace be your way in the world. God loves you. Go in peace. Amen.
We're so glad that you joined us today. If this service has blessed you, I encourage you to share it with someone else. You can do that by sharing it on your Facebook page, or you can text or email the link. If this was your first time to worship with us, there are a couple of ways that you may follow up. Be sure to check out our website at the link below. Click on the visitor information button near the top of the home page. There you can fill out an online connect card to help us to get to know you a little bit better. You may also sign up for our email list and find out how to join Asbury there. You may also connect with us by following us on Facebook and by subscribing to our YouTube page. Whoever you are and wherever you are always welcome at Asbury. If you live in Central Arkansas, we'd love to meet you in person. You can find us at 1700 Napa Valley Drive in West Little Rock. If you have any questions or want to visit about joining our church family, email me at the link below. I look forward to seeing you at Asbury.